The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It's 3:01 p.m. on Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. My name is Sam, and you're listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. With me, as usual, is Becky. How you doing today, Becky?
Keeping busy, Sam.
Keeping busy? With what? We haven't talked a lot yet today. We've been both kind of in our own spaces. What have you been up to?
Mostly getting back to the grind of school. And doing lots of remote meetings, getting prepared to do meetings with students and families, and gearing up to transition a lot of stuff to online formats that maybe are new to families and teachers.
Okay. Well, why don't we get to the updates then?
Well, sure. As always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials statewide are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit the United Way online at wa211.org.
Moving on to Washington State, the Washington State Department of Commerce has launched the Small Business Resiliency Assistance Program to help culturally and historically disadvantaged small businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The local partner organization is the Tacoma Urban League. Business owners can call 253-383-2007 to speak with a business coach or visit thetacomaurbanleague.com. The Tacoma City Council meeting will take place virtually at 5 p.m. today. It will be broadcast on Facebook Live and at tvtacoma.com. You can also call in and listen by dialing 1-855-747-8824 and entering the passcode 821-5373 when prompted.
Here in Pierce County and regionally, a new report suggests that social distancing, school and business closures, and the stay-at-home order have drastically reduced COVID-19 transmission in Pierce, King, and Snohomish counties. Research scientists and public health officials from all three counties stress that measures must not be relaxed right now and that return to normal levels of interaction in business must happen gradually to prevent a rebound of widespread coronavirus transmission and deaths. The report can be found online by going to coronavirus.wa.gov/news.
I'm reminded a little bit of allowing epoxy or resin to cure, where after a few hours, like especially the slow cure kind, where after a few hours it feels ready to go and it feels hardened, but the structure is still fairly brittle and not actually cured underneath the surface. And so if you were try to use it in its intended place, you might end up breaking it before you allow it to fully cure. I feel like we're kind of in that state right now with the stay-at-home order.
I think it's a very apt metaphor and comparison, linguistically and conceptually.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a day when we do have cures or at least vaccine preventions for something as serious as COVID-19.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered that. I just walk into these sort of pun-like things all the time, and I'm not even realizing I'm doing it, just kind of how I am. So here in Tacoma, you said that the Spirit Day thing was the was Crazy Funny Hair Day?
Oh, yeah. Tacoma Public Schools has been doing a Spirit Week across the entire district, and yesterday, I think, was Family Pet Day, so I pet my family a lot. I maybe snuggled with my kitties a little bit, my indoor only kitties. And today is Crazy Hair Day. So Tacoma Public Schools is encouraging participation in that, a little fun way to connect with other folks and then share if you'd like through their social media pages.
All right. Well, if there are any significant announcements at today's city council meeting, we'll be sure to break in at the 6 o'clock hour and come up with them. But I'm not anticipating anything significant, but we will monitor the situation. You can dial 311, and that will connect you to the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide resources through United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you could call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to today's interview.
With me this afternoon is Mark Heinzman. He's a zoological curator at Northwest Trek, a wildlife park located near Eatonville that is part of Metro Parks Tacoma. Welcome.
Thank you.
So can you start off by describing what Northwest Trek is?
Sure. So Northwest Trek is a 725-acre piece of forest and meadows in Pierce County. And we display animals that are native to the Pacific Northwest, ranging from things as large as moose and bison on down to grizzly bears and wolves and river otters and porcupines and many other things in between. And so we're an AZA-accredited wildlife park, so very similar to a zoo, just a little bit different in terms of we have pretty large, expansive enclosures for the animals.
Yeah, what really is the difference between a wildlife park and a zoo?
Oftentimes, wildlife parks are distinguished by the fact that they display native wildlife, such as we do, whereas a lot of times zoos will have more exotic animals from around the world, from many different countries. And then a lot of times it also has to do with kind of the nature of where the animals live. For example, here at Northwest Trek, we have a lot of land to use, so we're able to take that and make very large, expansive enclosures for our animals that are essentially just parts of the forest that have been sectioned off from one another for the animals to live inside, because these animals are all native to the Pacific Northwest anyway, so this is kind of their natural habitat. So we don't have to do a whole lot of specific construction to create homes for them, because they're already evolved to live in this area.
Now, you keep hammering home this native to the area. I've been to Northwest Trek. I've seen the little grizzly brothers. Grizzlies in the Northwest? I thought that was like a Canada and Alaska thing.
Grizzly bears actually, they're no longer that prevalent in Washington. In fact, there's the thought that there's maybe less than 10 in the entire state. It used to be, for a long time, there was many, many thousands of grizzly bears in Washington. Unfortunately, their numbers dwindled over the years as humans moved into the area, especially settlers from the east, and hunted bears for their pelts, and because they were, you know, thought to be a dangerous and a threat and those sorts of things. And so their numbers have really dwindled to the point where they're almost non-existent in Washington. But that's actually something Northwest Trek is pretty passionate about, is restoring grizzly bears to the North Cascades in particular at some point in the future.
There are a few other conservation and restoration projects that I think Northwest Trek is pretty key in. Is that like the fisher population, those little kind of weaselly creatures?
Yes. Yeah, that's a species that something I really appreciate about Northwest Trek is we provide people who come to visit us an opportunity to see animals like a fisher. And we encounter people all the time who don't even necessarily know what that is. We hear people, they see the name fisher, and I think they expect to see a bird or something like that. But in fact, yeah, it's a member of the weasel family, and they're very cute little brown creatures that like to live in the trees of the forest here in Washington. And that was another species that over many years, their numbers really dropped off because of trapping and deforestation. And thankfully, we've been supporting work between Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, Conservation Northwest, and some other organizations to help move fishers from parts of Canada, actually, into Washington and releasing them at certain points so they can reestablish a population here.
Now, I saw that the woodland caribou have returned to the park's free-roaming area after wintering somewhere away from the park. I'm expecting, I don't know, maybe a little nice seaside town in Florida, or maybe a nice retirement community down in Arizona. But where the heck do caribou winter during the where are they at?
It's nowhere near a near such a destination as you mentioned. They actually winter here at the park, just in a different enclosure. Normally, like all through the summer, they live in what we call our free roaming area, which is just one enclosure that's 435 acres in size, and there's 8 different species of animals that all live in there, and they can go just about anywhere they want to in there and interact with one another if they choose to. And that becomes a little bit of a challenge for the caribou in the fall, because that's when it's rutting season for the elk, and the elk are very big. They're about 2.5 to 3 times the size of a caribou. And sometimes those male elk get pretty aggressive, and they think they want to try and spar with a caribou, because caribou have a big set of antlers, but their body size is very small compared to an elk. So for their own good, we have the elk move into a different enclosure here at Northwest Trek. That's instead of the 400 acres, it's about 15 acres. So it's still a pretty large enclosure. That's basically, they're still living in the forest, but they kind of just spend some time removed from the group until everybody kind of gets that out of their system and kind of calms down again. And then they get to rejoin the rest of the animals in the free roaming area in the spring.
Gotcha. So how do the animal residents of the park actually come to be there?
The animals at Northwest Trek come through a variety of different ways. We've had some animals that were born here, just from other animals in our collection, of course, and then they stay. We've had animals that were injured in the wild that were then... they wouldn't be able to survive on their own due to whatever injury they may have sustained. So then they come to be residents of Northwest Trek. And then we also have animals that are born at either other zoos or other wildlife parks elsewhere in the country under the care of humans. And then they move here at some point to join our collection of animals. So there's several different ways. So everybody has their own unique story, and it's very interesting to learn them all and get to know the animals and how they got here.
In terms of everyone with their own unique story, do you have a favorite animal to care for?
We try to say, of course, all the animals are our favorite. We like them all equally, just like your parents might say if you have siblings. But as you know, as I of course say, my parents definitely have me as their favorite. Just don't tell my sister that. I've got a few that I like quite a bit too. Our wolverines are really special animals to me, just because they're so much fun and have so much personality that they're just really fun to watch and see how smart they are and how much fun they're having in their enclosures. And then I also love our grizzly bears as well. Both of our grizzly bears were orphans from the wild. One came from Montana, one came from Alaska, and they were found as very young cubs whose mothers had been killed for different reasons, and they were too young to survive on their own, and so they wouldn't have made it on their own. So the local wildlife management agencies of those states found homes for them, and so we were able to have them come join us. So it's been really special watching them grow from being bear cubs that were 50, 60 pounds to now they're 400 pounds, and they still have maybe another 300 to 400 pounds to go before they're full-size bears. So it's been an amazing to watch them grow up here.
Now, I remember being there with a few young family members last summer, mm-hmm. and we were expectant or excited to see what would come of the eagle enclosure, because that's pretty new, or the eagle, enclosure, display, exhibit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that just opened in August of 2019, and we've been really happy with how that turned out, where we were... very intentional about creating a habitat for bald eagles that had been injured in the wild and unable to survive on their own. But they all had different levels of injuries. So some birds had more physical abilities than others. We have one that is missing an entire wing that had to be amputated after a severe gunshot injury in the wild. That one can't fly at all. And then we have others that just have sustained some sort of shoulder injury in the wild that she can extend her wings almost all the way, but not fully enough that she'd be able to hunt and survive on her own. So she can actually fly. And so we wanted to have an enclosure that accommodated animals of all physical abilities, and but also was very immersive and open and engaging for the visitors that come to the park. And so it is almost a walkthrough style exhibit where the humans are the ones that kind of come through an enclosed tunnel and are kind of in the center of the bald eagle space. And they may be perched around you on all different sides or even above you. And so you get some really amazing up close views of bald eagles that you might not otherwise have. And it's all just very open air and provides a lot of space for the eagles to fly if they want to and are able to, or just to relax and enjoy the sunshine and enjoy the views of the park as well.
I think one of the other really fun immersive things that I've done at Northwest Trek is going on the tram rides, where mm-hmm. I also felt like, I'm entering their enclosure and I'm kind of the one on display behind the safety of the tram rails and things like that.
You know, you hit it right on the head. That's probably the thing that we pride ourselves most in here at Northwest Trek is providing a very immersive experience where it feels like as a visitor, you're being taken out to experience the animals in places they live. Not that the animals are on display for you, but that you're kind of being brought out to observe them in a very natural setting in an environment that they have the ability to really enjoy their lives in great ways. And so that does involve a lot of times where you kind of feel like you're the one on display, where you might be on the tram going out into the free roaming area where the animals can go anywhere they want and they can walk around you. They can cross the road in front of you or be walking right up next to you. Or if they want, they can stay off far away in the distance and observe you from a place that they're comfortable. And, but meanwhile, the tram follows a set route. And so you kind of, as a visitor, or come through the animal's home, but only in a very specific spot where the animals have a lot more freedom and ability, which we're really proud of that experience.
Now, this is part of the Metroparks Tacoma system, but how did a park all the way out in Eatonville get to be part of something related to Tacoma?
That's a good question that I may not be able to answer fully for you just because it was long before my time here. Northwest Trek was founded by a pediatrician, Dr. David Hellier, who just kind of owned this land that he had built a house on and over time just kind of gradually expanded it and decided he wanted to, after his daughters had grown and moved on, decided that he wanted this land to be put to use for a purpose that the whole community could come and enjoy and hopefully foster a better appreciation of nature and of wildlife, because those are things he was always very passionate about. So he decided to take what was essentially his just own private property and gave it to Metro Parks to turn into what is now Northwest Trek Wildlife Park. And it's expanded over the years. The land has gotten bigger. It started as about 100 acres. As I mentioned before, it's now up to about 725 acres as we kind of slowly added parcels around us to further expand the space.
Right now, I'm assuming that the animals are there and they are being cared for, but visitors aren't allowed to come by. When are we expecting the park to reopen?
Well, we are operating kind of under the guidance of Governor Inslee's stay home, stay healthy order. So, of course, we want everyone to stay home and stay healthy, as the name implies. So we have our animal care staff here and some of our maintenance staff, because they are deemed to be essential personnel because, of course, we have to continue to take care of the animals every day, regardless of what's going on in the world, because the care that's provided by our animal keepers is everything for these animals. And so they're still coming in to do the work, but we don't want to create a situation where a lot of visitors are coming to the park and being in close contact with one another and possibly exacerbating this whole COVID-19 situation. And so I believe right now the governor has extended his order through the beginning of May. And so we're kind of following that guidance, and we'll see how that plays out as we get closer to that date. And if he decides to extend it further or make any adjustments, we'll adjust accordingly. So we're kind of just working, all of Metro Parks is working in tandem with the government to make sure we're doing what's best for the community.
Gotcha. So how can listeners learn more about Northwest Trek?
Well, we've been doing our best to keep everyone entertained while they're home in quarantine and unable to go do a lot of different things. So if you follow Northwest Trek on social media, we're on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, even on TikTok now, which is the newest one that's becoming popular. We're posting a lot of cute animal videos and interesting. We just did a kind of a wildlife IQ quiz the other day. That so you can hopefully brush up on your knowledge of animals of the Northwest, and so we're posting a lot on there to hopefully just provide a little bit of happy news and cute videos and things like that for everyone who needs it these days. So definitely follow us there, and of course our website nwtrek.org for Northwest Trek. nwtrek.org is another great place to keep tabs on what's happening here at Northwest Trek.
I think that cute animal videos and pictures are something that's keeping a lot of us afloat during these times. Mark, thank you so much for joining me on KTQA Daily Briefing.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Mark Heinzman is a zoological curator at Northwest Trek, the wildlife park located near Eatonville that's part of Metro Parks Tacoma.
Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our website is daily.ktqa.org and our email address is daily@ktqa.org. You can call or text us at 253-330-8821. See you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.